Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. You can promote your confessional Lutheran church and support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining our congregational sponsorship program, the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. You'll find an informational flyer on the support page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline, the Issues Etc. 300.
How many can you save?
11 species. Blue is the last of her kind.
You'll never capture her.
We thought you might know someone who could help.
A rescue op? What could go wrong?
Hey, Blue. You know me.
Come with me. You know you can't stay here. Pack your men up right now.
It was all a lie!
The man who proved raptors can follow orders.
You never thought how many millions a trained predator might be worth?
They're gonna sell them.
Not Blue. They need it for something else.
What is that thing? They made it.
This is the most dangerous creature that ever walked the earth.
I say we shut this whole thing down.
Hey, girl.
You think what I'm thinking?
Genetic power has now been unleashed.
You can't put it back in the box.
That's the trailer for the movie Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. It's telling the continuing story of dinosaurs brought back from extinction through genetic engineering and the marvels of science. But how much has science remained a theme in the Jurassic Park franchise? We're going to be reviewing the movie Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Pastor Ted Geese joins us on this Thursday afternoon. He has a bachelor's degree in fine arts. He's pastor of Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, and he taught a course for Concordia Lutheran Seminary titled Christianity in the Movies, A Lutheran Approach to Media Consumption. Ted, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thanks, Todd.
The entire franchise is really based or can be traced back to a 1990 science fiction novel written by Michael Crichton, kind of put his name on the map too as well. I mean, he'd been an author before, but this is his big thing, Jurassic Park. And both the novel and the original film, I think, were considered to be maybe a more serious cautionary tale from a scientific perspective about genetic engineering and the chaos that we may unleash with that. Has that more or less serious scientific concern remained in the franchise up to Fallen Kingdom?
Well, this is the fifth movie, so there's five of these now, and the answer is no, not really. Like the first film, like you were saying, like Jurassic Park back in 1993, that one, there was a lot of like discussions around tables, you know, debating the moral, ethical, philosophical reasons for doing this, for not doing this, the bringing back from extinction dinosaurs using some DNA found inside of insects trapped in amber, apparently. But by the time you get to this movie, now we're five movies in, I think in the review I said something like science for this film is kind of like magic for Harry Potter. It's just an excuse for doing the thing so that you can get the big dinosaurs running around and people, you know, running away from the dinosaurs, et cetera, et cetera.
So it's, you said, kind of a B-grade movie. What do you mean by that?
Well, it has A-grade special effects. It looks really good. And considering how this is one of those movies, like occasionally I'll talk about how like sequels may reward viewers who have good memories, right? This is one that punishes viewers for thinking. So if you think about the movie too much, it's terrible. Like it's really, really terrible. There's so many things that are just absolutely terrible. So when you put all of that into perspective and you look at the movie, you say, well, it is a grade A awesome looking film when it comes to all the CGI and that kind of stuff. It is kind of a really well-directed film when you think about how dumb the script actually is, because it kind of pulls it almost off. But it's a B-grade film. So this is like creature feature kind of stuff. This is not, you know, any kind of tethering to hard science or to reality. Is all of those tethers are snipped. So this is like total popcorn territory.
I got to ask you about a scene that is featured kind of prominently in the trailer, the TV trailer for the movie. And it's kind of the capstone of this TV trailer where they have this enormous T-Rex looking kind of a dinosaur, obviously much larger than any T-Rex would ever have been. They just get bigger and bigger. Across a chasm from a, looks like a lion. And they're kind of growling at each other.
Yeah.
Can you tell me, I'm just curious, what the heck is that scene all about?
Okay, so what it's about is completely spoiling the movie. So I saw like a just a very brief teaser trailer, and then I stopped watching trailers because I like I've said before, I kind of like to go in not knowing too much. That is like the last frame of the picture. Like that is the very end of the whole thing. The dinosaurs are now escaped. They're in continental United States. And, you know, the T-Rex has broken into a zoo and is now standing across the chasm of to the lion. And they're the king of the jungle and the T-Rex are roaring at each other. Welcome to Jurassic World. That's how it ends. Don't put that in your trailer. You're just robbing everybody of everything. Not that it's a good moment, but that's what that's about, apparently. Like, I think that they're just trying to set up this, you know, it's no longer the world, like the king of the jungle being like the lion. It's not your world anymore, lion. Now it's the dinosaur's world.
So plot wise, I can kind of guess what the plot might be. And tell me if I'm wrong. Dinosaurs get loose, kill lots of people. Well-meaning scientists try to bring it under control without at the same time destroying dinosaurs. Haven't read anything about the book or anything about the movie except your review. Is that pretty close?
No, not well. It's in the ballpark. But apparently the thing is that if they had done nothing, the dinosaurs would have all died on the island because of a volcanic eruption. End of story. Not a very fun movie. But what happens is they get a couple of them from the previous movie, Bryce Dallas Howard's character and Chris Pratt's character, get kind of brought along back to the island to rescue the dinosaurs. So they're brought because they have a soft spot for the dinosaurs. But then it turns out that it's just kind of a criminal plot. So they're rescuing the dinosaurs only to sell them on the black market and then also to further develop one of them for military application. And then they get out at the end and just basically set things up for a sequel to this one, making it a third in a kind of a second trilogy of Jurassic movies. But yeah, it's like a placeholder movie in a way. It's just getting everything from point A to point C, I guess.
And you say the acting is so-so?
Yeah, it's pretty so-so. I mean, Chris Pratt plays this guy, Owen, and he's, you know, he's charming. But I mean, like, if you're going to, like, stack up all the Chris Pratt movies, this is not near the top. He's there. He's doing his job. It's fine. He's a bit above average. There is this other fellow who plays this systems analyst, and he's like, his name is Justice Smith. I haven't seen him in anything else that I can think of, but he's kind of terrible and really irritating and probably would be offensive to a lot of people on a number of different levels. But for some reason, as I was watching the movie, I kind of enjoyed him. He was the guy that, you know, like when things went bad, he would be screaming and running, you know, like acting maybe the way probably somebody might actually act in that kind of situation. But you would never bring some sort of neurotic person who's even afraid of flying onto an island full of dinosaurs with an active volcano. And, you know, it just like you would never do that. The thing that I thought was interesting and redeemable about his odd little character was that there's a point at which, like, he's kind of a useless guy. He can't throw a punch or do anything. So he just has to kind of like play along with everything. So at one point, he just has to pretend that he's with these mercenaries who turn out to be a bunch of bad guys. And at another point, you know, and basically he just vanishes from the story for like 25, 30 minutes. And you think, well, we're never seeing that guy again. And then all of a sudden he shows up in the laboratory and he's just like pretending to be a lab coat doing some things, you know, so that kind of redeemed him for me as a guy. But like, it's a movie where if you think about it too much, it's just terrible.
Pest Ted Geese is our guest. We're reviewing the movie Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. He taught a course for Concordia Lutheran Seminary titled Christianity and the Movies, a Lutheran Approach to Media Consumption. When we come back, the original premise, of course, is kind of an out-of-date Darwinism. Should Christians be concerned about that?
And we're gonna have a ball just like we always do. Saturday night at the movies. Who cares what picture you see?
It is no sign of your intelligence to confirm that all religions are going up the same mountain. You have to deny the fundamental teachings of the religions of the world to come to that conclusion.
Craig Parton, author of The Issues, Etc., Book of the Month, Religion on Trial, Cross-Examining Religious Truth Claims.
They may all be wrong, but do any of them ask to be tested by the canons of evidence used in the law, science, and history?
Learn more about Religion on Trial at issuesetc.org.
Deaconesses are women trained to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through works of mercy, spiritual care, and teaching of the Christian faith. The word deaconess means servant. Find out more on how you can serve in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod through the vocation of deaconess at lcms.org/deaconess. Working in faith, laboring in love, remaining steadfast in the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. LCMS Deaconess Ministry, lcms.org/deaconess.
Your lifeline to the Lutheran worldview. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
For 28 years, I had the privilege of serving as a chaplain in the United States Navy.
Dr. Dan Gard, retired Rear Admiral and President of Concordia University Chicago, on the need for military chaplains.
During that time, I was able to bring word and sacrament to so many young people and their families, our sons and daughters spread throughout the world. Truly a privilege and an honor. And today, there are other chaplains that must follow. We need more LCMS chaplains in all branches of the military. It's an incredible, amazing mission opportunities to go to places no other pastor can go, but to go with the same tools that any other pastor brings wherever he goes, word and sacrament.
You can find out more about the vocation of military chaplain at lcms.org/armed forces. The LCMS ministry to the armed forces, lcms.org/armed forces. We're reviewing the movie Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. Pastor Ted Geese is our guest. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues, Etc. on this Thursday, June the 28th. After our conversation with Pastor Ted Geese concludes, we'll be responding to some listener email on the Issues, Etc. comment line. Then Pastor Hans Feeney will join us to talk about two issues: allegations of racism against Albert Einstein. That's odd. And his pastoral perspective on Alzheimer's. Ted, the premise of the franchise, the Jurassic World franchise, really is kind of an outdated Darwinism. Should that be of concern to Christians watching this film?
Yeah, the more I think about this over the years, the more I think that maybe this just isn't as big a deal to as many people as people think that it is. And that I know that there are people who are completely hung up on every nuance of every argument, of every detail, of everything that is put forward as a scientific theory. But like, if the history of science is something to be investigated, you can see where there's a number of times where they just simply were not right about this, that, or the other thing. So, you know, I think in the putting it all into kind of some kind of perspective, if you were going to avoid seeing this movie for fear that it was going to preach some sort of gospel of Darwinism and evolutionary theory, kind of like almost in a scientist, like the scientism kind of like almost like the religious metaphysical aspect of it, cosmos building idea kind of thing, This movie just doesn't care about that. It's just the very thinnest dipping into that. It just doesn't care. It cares about, you know, spills and chills and jumps and a couple laughs along the way. And look at those cool dinosaurs. That's what it cares about. So people don't need to avoid the film for fear of being indoctrinated into something, because this is like so far away from anything that would remotely look like any actual paleontologist lecturer who, you know, may be a hardline atheist or something. Although there are paleontologists who are Christians. So it's just a point that I think is probably worth stating. And the curious thing is that this film itself, you'd think that this is the kind of film that would want to be pushing those things, just doesn't care. And maybe that's that blasé attitude is actually probably more across the board than people think.
So could you take the dinosaurs out of the film and replace them with other creatures, King Kong and all of his friends or something like that, and probably have more or less the same film?
Yeah, you know, you probably could. I mean, it could be something else. I know that like on a certain level, there is this kind of conservation element to it, this idea of, well, they need to be rescued. And there is something kind of admirable about the idea of like rescuing endangered species. I mean, if you were a complete, you know, natural selection adherent, then, well, they got to fend for themselves like everything else in the world. Why would you bother? Right. But there's something about that that's kind of interesting. But you're right. I mean, it could be, you could take this whole thing and make it be about, actually, you know what? There's another movie coming out pretty soon. I saw a trailer for it, is How to Train Your Dragon 3, which is all about like, you know, we got to save the dragons and whisk them away to some other place to keep them safe from these people that want to get rid of them or whatever. So I don't know. I think that you could just kind of just take out the dinosaurs, put in whatever other thing that you wanted to put in, make it into that movie. It's a little cookie cutter in that way.
You talk in your review about this film being just basically a roller coaster ride. Is it fun? Does it grow tedious? Is this kind of the last gasp? Although you can't end a movie with dinosaurs coming to the continental United States and not expect another sequel, but is kind of the last gasp of what started out to be a pretty intriguing idea.
The stuff on the island is entertaining, if not dumb. Like at one point you have Chris Pratt outrunning a volcanic ash cloud coming off of the, it's like, you can't outrun that. Like it's going to get you and you're going to suffocate and die. So it's a little dumb, but it's entertaining. Like that stuff's good. The very last, the third act is basically dinosaurs in a big old mansion hunting people, right? So that's not so bad. It's got its own problems. The middle is pretty slow. So if it's a roller coaster, it's pretty tired in the middle. It's not doing much. Is it a last gasp? I don't know. I think that they'll, again, all of these things depend on how much money they're willing to invest in it, how much money it takes in at the box office. But if you were kind of like on the fence and you're like, I don't know, should I go see this movie? Should I not see this movie? You might want to just go see The Lost World, like go find it on Netflix or wherever it might be, Amazon Prime or something. The Lost World Jurassic Park from 1997, because there's a lot of it that's pretty much the same. I think that that's probably a better movie. Plus it ends with dinosaurs getting to like, I think it was San Francisco or somewhere. So you do have a little bit of the, you know, dinosaurs running amok, which is probably where this next one's going to go when they make one. They have it set Jurassic Park World or Jurassic World 3 for 2021. So that's the next one that they have planned. That's the date so far, probably summer of 2021. So, and by that point, it's going to be dinosaurs in the military, dinosaurs running amok in, you know, suburban California or something like that.
Disney World is what it'll be.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if Disney buys the rights to this too, then does Disney have the rights to this? I can't even keep track anymore.
Probably. I think Universal actually has rights to Jurassic Park. I wonder why you call it a morality tale. Does it have something to do with the fact that the dinosaurs seem to eat all the right people in this movie?
Yeah, they seem to know how to pick out which ones are the greedy, unscrupulous types. And the little bit more well-meaning types, they don't tend to eat them. So, and there's like two dinosaurs. One's a bad dinosaur and the other one's a good dinosaur. So Blue from the previous film, from 2015, that's the good dinosaur. So he's a protector and does these, and it's also kind of dumb if you think about it, but they essentially, you have these two dinosaurs that really get pulled into the whole morality tale where the good guys and the bad, like the bad dinosaur is trying to eat some of the good guys. But essentially, the only ones that actually get eaten are bad guys, like over and over again. You don't have innocent bystanders. Like at the end of the previous one from 2015, Jurassic World, there was this kind of unnerving moment where this babysitter of some kind who was looking after the nephews of Bryce Dallas Howard's nephews, the character that she's playing, the nephews, where these pterodactyls come and like take the babysitter away and like... And it's a horrific long stretch. And that babysitter didn't do nothing to deserve to be eaten like that. But that's kind of the way life is, actually. If you go wandering out into the wilderness where there are actual carnivorous predators, you could be attacked, right? So they're not actually in real life. This gets back into the not really caring about science part of it. They just don't. They don't care if you're a good guy or not, or if you have civic righteousness or not. They're just going to eat you because they're hungry. That we saw at the end of the previous one. This one, you don't see that. There are no innocent bystanders, quote unquote, or civic, like people who are, you know, have civic righteousness would look good that end up being eaten by dinosaurs. They just don't, it just doesn't happen.
Finally, any kind of pastoral, parental concerns about who ought to be seeing Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom?
Well, as we left the theater, there was, we overheard this guy say to a little kid, listen, if you can't sleep at tonight, you know, your mom's going to kill me, kind of a thing. So like little kids, it could be kind of intense. And again, like we'd mentioned with the previous film, if this is the first time that they've been to a movie like this, it might be too much for them. It is a rather bloodless movie. There's not nearly as, like, for heaven's sakes, that first Jurassic Park movie, I think Samuel L. Jackson's arm gets like, you know, like it was bitten off and, you know, it's being carried around at one point. Like it's, the previous ones were rougher than this one. This one is definitely, in terms of violence, it's not as violent. You know, it may have some intense moments, but I think that, like, just the other little pastoral concern would be is that if kids have got some questions about dinosaurs and stuff, this is the kind of movie where they may afterwards have questions about things. So maybe it's a good time to think about some of that stuff, talk about it with them if you aren't already doing that as parents.
You can read Pastor Ted Geese's review of Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Pastor Ted Geese has a bachelor's degree in fine arts. He is pastor of Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, and taught a course for Concordia Lutheran Seminary titled Christianity in the Movies, A Lutheran Approach to Media Consumption. Ted, thank you again.
Thank you.